On this podcast, I'm going to talk about Elizabeth Warren and her bid for president and the concession of a Democrat who announced that he would run, in a sense, withdrawn his candidacy. Please keep in mind that I still have a cold, so some of the stuff that I'm saying is going to sound a little bit off because I can't quite pronounce it because I am still sick, unfortunately. All right, let's jump right into this. So if you ever seen an ad for Elizabeth Warren, you'll pretty much know her whole backstory. But I'll run through it real quickly here. So she was born in Oklahoma City. She is 69 years old currently. Growing up, she was in the lower middle class, just barely hanging on. Up until she was 11, she lived in Norman, Oklahoma, which is the home of the University of Oklahoma. When she was young, her father had a heart attack, and that just devastated their family because they had to pay for many unexpected medical bills. And as I said, they were lower middle class, so they didn't have too much money to afford that. So that also leads into her stance on the policies of Medicare for all and a better medical system that helps the people, not the corporations. Just to keep the family afloat, she had to start working at age 13. In high school, she was a debate student and actually won the high school state championship for Oklahoma in debate. She was accepted a full scholarship at George Washington University. If I gave the whole recap of all the colleges she went to, that would take a very long time because she has attended or taught at upwards of about 10 universities. So she is pretty prolific in that sense. So she met her husband at George Washington University, and they moved down to Houston, where she worked at IBM and got a bachelor in science at the University of Houston. She and her husband then moved to New Jersey, where she attended Rutgers Law School at the University of Rutgers in Newark. She got divorced to her husband after having a couple children, two children, and she actually kept her husband's last name, which is Warren, and she still has that today. She then remarried not too long after that. As she was starting her career, she worked in a lot of different industries and in a lot of different positions. She was on political advisory committees for many companies and bureaus. Elizabeth Warren was a registered Republican for many years and registered as a Democrat in the late 1990s. She worked for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau under President Barack Obama. During a special election in 2012, she became the senator for the state of Massachusetts after years of Republican leadership. She has been deemed one of the most established members of Congress up to this point, and for the progressive movement, she is basically like a founding father to them, because she is one of the only senators that is truly very progressive. Normally, at about this point, I give some reasons why she won't win and give some what-if scenarios of how she could win, but I have gone on very long on just explaining her background, and I wanted to get into something else too. So I would give her odds at getting the nomination at about 7%, and her chances in the general election, probably against Donald Trump, I'd say would be about 40%. That might be a more conservative estimate, but I'm just going to put it at 40%. So that is the adjusted at about 2.8% chance that Elizabeth Warren will be your next president. And my personal rating for her would be either a 6.5 or a 7 out of 10, because I feel like she is a very established member but she has a very long shot at actually getting the nomination, let alone being president. In this podcast, I'm not going to talk about that disastrous decision to release her DNA results, and she thought she was Native American, and it turned out she wasn't, and Donald Trump was involved in that. I'm just not going to go into that in this episode. On January 28th, 2019, West Virginia Democrat Richard Ojeda officially conceded his bid for president. Now, you probably don't know who that is, but he is one of my favorite politicians, people in politics. He has actually never held elected office, which sounds kind of crazy that he's running for president now, but hey, Howard Schultz is doing it, so why not him? I mean, Donald Trump's our president, so why not him? He was mainly running on a progressive platform. He, in the past, had a pretty conservative voting record. He voted for a lot of Republicans in the general election. He had some pretty darn good ideas as to big pharma and big money in politics. And the reason he conceded is because he thought the campaign wouldn't get off the ground and the people that were donating to him, because he didn't have millionaires and billionaires donating to him, were mostly just working class people. And he thought that they should have the money instead of him. I was really looking forward to doing a podcast on his bid, but unfortunately he has conceded. But maybe that's just for the better. I will see you next time. Thanks for listening.